Are there other names that you might mention now that you coached, you had at your program and all that stand out to you?
Kathy Baker from North Carolina. Of course, first NCAA women's champion. And then her first tournament as a pro, she wins the U.S. Open. She now lives in Florida, has several children, a couple of grandchildren. Of course, Nancy, JCP is absolutely the epitome of a college player. She is a straight-A student. She had a very successful career as a pro. She has two children. They live in Broken Arrow. You know, they say the thing about when you really know you've been a good coach is to look at your players 10 years after they leave school. What are they doing? And, John, I can't tell you how wonderful these girls are living their lives and their children and their husbands and their careers. It just makes my heart swell. I'm just so proud of them. And, yeah, I'll admit it, I'm proud of myself. It has been quite the run, hasn't it?
It really has. And this 10-year thing and observing the way they were living, that could almost bring the same joy as when you actually won a tournament or a championship.
Oh, sure. And I know when I retired, I thought, what in the world am I going to do? And then I get this phone call from Walt Helmuth.
Yep.
Flying to lunch. I thought, okay, I know him vaguely. Yep. What does he want? So we had lunch, and he wanted me to come on the park board. He said, well, we've got golf courses. No one on the board knows anything about golf, and I think there's some problems there, and blah, blah, blah. And that started a whole new life for me and a whole new mentor. I cannot tell you how much Walt Helmuth has meant in my life, and Peggy has been so fantastic.
So you brought a lot of knowledge with your golf background to the park board. Tell me then what you did to improve the courses in your many years of service there.
Well, Susan Savage was the mayor at the time when I first went on the park board. Also, Tulsa was getting ready to host, I believe, it was either the PGA or the Open at Southern Hills in a couple of 3 years. I hadn't been to the public courses. I went out with my little camera to each one of the golf courses, and I took pictures. I took pictures at Mohawk, and I took pictures at Page, and they were in terrible shape. I remember there was one hole at Mohawk that had a creek running in front of the tee, and the weeds were so high that you couldn't get your drive up quick enough to get over the weeds to even get to the fairway. It was horrible. But I had all those pictures developed. I took him to Walt, and from there we took him to Susan. I said, here's what you're going to show all these people that are coming in for the Open who love to play golf after their gallery. And they come from all over the country, and this is the curb appeal of the city of Tulsa. Is their golf courses, most cities. And she understood it. We went to work and got our golf courses in beautiful shape with new management and so on. It was highly successful. Since then, golf has not been the first item on the park board agenda, I'm sad to say. I retired from the park board some time ago, and I've been very sad to see that the golf courses are back to pretty bad situation. I hope they will realize how important it is to put on a good face when you have all these national tournaments coming into this city and how many people want to play golf while they're here. But as far as being on the park board, it was really exciting. And then I became chairman for many years and realized that, you know, I don't have an agenda and I could really say what I wanted to say and voice and opinion, and we got a lot of things accomplished. The parks are just so vital to a city and to its energy and to its perception to anybody who wants to bring an industry into Tulsa, Oklahoma. The first thing they're going to look at is, what are their parks like? What do they give to the citizens? It was vitally important, and I'm glad I had a part in it.
While you were there, Walt was such a promoter of playground equipment. So you saw that happening.
Absolutely. And of course, Walt and Mr. Zarrell built the Central Recreation Hall, the skateboard park, the soccer fields that we have now. We just really, I think, added to the city. And then, of course, with the gathering coming, it was just even, it was just better.
Yes. As chair, you kind of had to not just think about golf courses, you thought about all the facilities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a full-time job, and it was great for me personally because it was a brand new world for me. I realized how interesting it is dealing with the city, dealing with politics, dealing with diplomacy. you can imagine all the things that happened. But one of the exciting things that happened while I was chairman was Gill Creek Museum and its partnership with the University of Tulsa. And I was in the middle of that, and I loved it. It was a great thing. Oh, it's just so many fun things, wonderful things happened with the city and with parks and with its citizens.
Of course, you knew this from your prior life. Just because you had a great idea as chair doesn't mean that everybody on the board saw it as a great idea, right?
True, absolutely. There were many contentious moments. Some things worked out and some things didn't, but record and with the wonderful park director, Lucy Dahlman, parks were in great shape.
Yeah. And we should say here about La Fortune, that's a county park, right?
Exactly. A wonderful park. Beautifully maintained and a real plus for Tulsa.
So then the city maintains Mohawk and Page Belcher. Is that it?
Correct.
Is it kind of a struggle to maintain the level of La Fortune Park?
It is now because apparently it's not a priority with this present park department and its director. As I said, with the coming of the PTGA tournament, I hope they will realize how important it is to put your best foot forward to tell the world Oklahoma has always been a great golf city, and it should remain that way. There are three things I absolutely adore, and that's golf, Tulsa University, and Tulsa, Oklahoma.